Brothers and sisters, the scripture lesson for Transfiguration Sunday, taken from Matthew, the 17th chapter, and I want to read verses 1 through 9. Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became a dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a shadowed them. And from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on the ground and they were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up, do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." We give God thanks for this precious word to us. Our Lenten pilgrimage. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I think you would agree with me that in each of our lives, we have a dramatic moment or experience. And from that point on, our life is never quite the same. It may have been getting married, graduation, the birth of that first child, the military, a change of career. There just seems to be that moment, and life itself is changed. I would invite you to picture Jesus on the mountain. You think of all that Jesus has said and all that Jesus had done. You would think that this moment of transfiguration was not necessary. We can understand why Jesus would go to the mountain. In that, we have all needed confirmation. Confirmation of what we are doing and some kind of acceptance of who we are. Jesus had taken another step. And I can't speak for you, but I know that I struggle. I struggle with that moment and that time when you need to let go. I can feel sometimes like I have all the answers. And yet what God is calling for is what we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus has come to this point, and he recognizes what God's will is for him. The cross. The cross. And so much happens to Jesus during this experience of transfiguration that it becomes the dividing moment. The dividing moment. From all of the time that was set before him to the time now when he is about to go and suffer and die on the cross. This is an awesome experience. For it is a moment of powerful, powerful worship. For Jesus would receive assurance. For the voice says, "This is my Son. You are my beloved Son." Jesus' presence and countenance was changed. A cloud was present, which has been the sign of God's presence throughout the history of the people. There is also the presence of Moses and Elijah. We can understand Moses as the greatest of the lawgivers. Elijah is the greatest of the prophets. Both of them have experienced what it is to be rejected. Although in the history of the people, they came to be seen as heroes. And legend would have it that neither man had died. Even with all of this, there was a time when they were rejected. And their lives, their very lives themselves, were threatened. And so they stand on the mountain as a sign of God's vindication. Moses and Elijah are there to affirm Jesus and to demonstrate that God is able to deliver. But most of all, on the Mount of Transfiguration, that voice, "You are my beloved Son." In this brief moment, Jesus goes up to the mountain and he finds guidance and assurance. Jesus goes up to the mountain and finds in the presence of Moses and Elijah the promise of deliverance. With all of this happening, I can't blame Peter when he says, "Let's just stay here. Let's just stay here." No, Jesus went up to come down. Jesus went up to come down. And now the journey of the cross. It was the writer A.H. McNeil who wrote, "The mountain of transfiguration is always more enjoyable than the daily ministry or the way of the cross." I want us to be right here with Jesus. I want us to be right here with Jesus on our way to the cross. And I picture the cross as our understanding of what is our responsibility to be a disciple of Christ. Our responsibility to be a disciple of Christ. And our understanding of the gifts, that God has given us to see our responsibility through. For God would not call us without also equipping us for the journey. This Lenten season, it will come at a time when there is great uncertainty all around us. You know the many issues and concerns, from war to the tsunami, and now this week to Social Security. We can talk about all of these things, that we can forget or lose sight of the homeless, the hungry, and yes, the lonely. We are called on this journey to take up our cross. And it is more, and let me hasten to say, it is more than just Sunday morning. It is every day. John Wesley wrote, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all times you can, to all people you can, as long as you ever can." It was said that one day Saint Francis of Assisi said to a young monk, "Let us go out into the village and preach." They set out walking, and they went several streets and through several alleys before turning back to the monastery. Finally, his companion said to him, "When shall we preach?" Saint Francis replied, "My son, we have been preaching. We are preaching while we are walking. It is no use to walk anywhere to preach unless we preach as we walk. Unless we preach as we walk." Transfiguration was a spiritual moment for Christ, but it was followed by the pilgrimage of the cross. It is time for us to begin our Lenten journey. It is time for us to gather for Ash Wednesday. It is time for us to gather for study. It is time for us to pray one for another. What then is our Lenten journey calling us to do? I would pray that it's calling each of us to take up our cross. Let it be so, we pray. Amen.